Our next public hearing is subdivision number 2007-33 H&H Investments, care of Thomas Ed.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Lewis Emery Hope 100, Sussex County, by dividing 27.45 acres into 25 lots located northwest of Road 283, 1,300 feet northeast of Road 284. Well, this application has been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC review of January 31st of 2008 will be made a part of the record. And on May 6th of 2008, we received a letter of no objection from DelDOT in reference to the entrance location. And that's all we have to date.
All right, sir. We thank you.
All right.
Is that for the entrance?
Entrance location, yes.
Okay, thank you.
We'll give you a minute to get set up there, Mr. Barlow.
Well, thank you very much. I can start off, though, by promising that there are no wetlands on the site.
Okay, well, we really need you to start off by introducing yourself. As you know the drill.
Yes, sir. Good evening. My name is John Barwick. I'm with Cairns & Associates. My office is located out of Millsboro, Delaware. Tonight, I stand before you to present Cedar Grove. Took the liberty of putting together some talking points. I'll give them to Mr. Lank.
Mr. Barwick, I'm going to ask you if you would, please, and we may have asked you this before, but I need you to do it again if you would. If you would give us your qualifications since you're going to be testifying as an expert.
Yes, sir. I spent 2 years doing design work at Cairns & Associates, and I did 4 years prior to that at Meridian Architects and Engineers. And I, prior to that, spent 12 years as the program manager for the Sussex Conservation District.
Okay.
So hopefully that...
all we need.
That works.
Well, that works just fine.
Okay. We are talking about a 25 lot subdivision. And it is located in an area where you talked about another project recently. It's located very close to the intersection of Cedar Grove Road and Plantations Road. What I need is a lovely assistant. We are located just west of the location of Plantations Road and Cedar Grove Road.
Well, you got three of them sitting there doing nothing, but you did say lovely. You did say
lovely.
That lets them out.
I did swear an oath of...
That lets them out.
Yeah, okay. We're pretty much limited by the geometry of the site to the 25 lots. It's a by-right subdivision as to a three-quarter acre lots. We're not talking cluster. Point out the location. Here's Plantations West, Plantations East, Sandy Bray, and Adelot Estates. The interesting thing, these projects are fed by sewer. This is in the sewer study area, so sewer is not presently available. My client has decided to go with the typical three-quarter acre lot subdivision. It will be serviced by septic or sewer, and the water will be provided by Tidewater. Stormwater will consist of utilizing infiltration. I'll quickly go through the Ordinance 99 talking points. As far as integration of the subdivision, we are surrounded on all three sides by a 30-foot forested buffer. We are, like I said before, there's no floodplain. We're in a Zone X area. We have no wetlands at all. Right now, it's turned to pasture. It used to be an area of cropland. There's no record of any natural and historical features on the site. As far as open space and scenic views, the use of a three-quarter acre lot will provide a lot of space around each house, which makes it a little bit unique with the character of the other neighborhoods that are half-acre lots or smaller because there's sewer. There are very little trees to remove. Some of the trees along the one edge of the buffer are shown and have been picked up by the survey.
The rest is just an open rectangle, as we demonstrate there. It wasn't a lot of room for creativity. We did have to break up the distance with that circle. So we also did some curving to the road for the traffic calming effect. We are going to take advantage of infiltration. We're hopefully going to have some nice possible ponds on either side of that circle. We have to get some further study on the soils, but the so far from the septic feasibility study, the area is very sandy. So we expect infiltration to be excellent out there. And if you're familiar with that area, if you look Caddy Corner to where Adelotta States is, that's where that gigantic hole in the ground is. That's just infiltration. Effect on property values, the present trend of increasing value of cropland as the surrounding areas become developed is expected to continue in the area of the proposed subdivision. The agriculture use protection notice will be contained in the amended covenants restrictions as it relates to the preservation and conservation of farmland. Effect on schools, we're talking about 25 lots, and we expect probably some second home buyers, probably some retirees. We don't expect much of an effect on the area schools. We have already secured a letter of no objection from the Department of Transportation. We're compatible with the other land uses. When you look at the density that is just surrounding it to the east, and as you look as it butts up to plantations, and there's no waterways that we affect. We're just going to use infiltration. So the minimum lot size is 3/4 acre. We're proposing street lighting and sidewalks. Gross acreage is 27.45 acres for a density of 0.93 density units per acre. And we will be updating our covenants and restrictions. And if there's any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Barwick, for future reference, and I'll speak only for myself, I would greatly appreciate having an exhibit booklet provided to the commission beforehand. That would greatly enable me to appreciate what's being proposed, to be handed a four-page bullet points and reading as fast as I could and trying to listen to you as you talked rapidly. Makes it hard for me really to give it my full attention. And even if the exhibit booklet only contained the TAC comments that I had to request my office staff here to make a photocopy of and deliver to me in advance would certainly make the whole process even quicker. So maybe you wouldn't have a need to talk as fast, and I might have formulated some questions quicker. Having made that comment, I will see what questions I do have with what limited time I have had to read it. And I'll start with Mr. Robertson. Have we received any restrictive covenants?
Yeah, I believe we have.
We have, okay. Because I noticed that in your response to them, when as part of the TAC process, you had a
there are
made
some
that
in the
notation.
Fall.
Okay. Then I also will stay with the TAC comments, and this was from the Department of Transportation. There was an issue raised by them concerning the roundabout. Has that been changed or addressed based upon their comments?
The roundabout is within the interior of the subdivision, and that would be the reference of Sussex County Public Works. Not DelDOT, did I hear you say DelDOT, or Sussex County Public Works?
This was from the Department of Transportation comments for the TAC meeting, and I'll quote it. Mm-hmm. It says, the roundabout shall be designed to FHWA standards. Please refer to the FHWA manual titled Roundabouts. And based on this comment, the roundabout shown is incorrect and will need to be redesigned.
The roundabout will be designed to the Sussex County Public Works standards as far as their right-of-way and diameter, and I've already been in touch with Mr. Brady about it, and I did not see any comments from Mr. Brady on that from Public Works. But we'd be happy to address that to make it smaller diameter or wider to please the commission.
And I see in scanning your bullet points that you're proposing a sidewalk within this. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Is that sidewalk on one side or both sides of the street? Or
they're on both sides of the street.
Both sides?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, sir.
And they, I would presume they would connect with the sidewalk from nowhere that DelDOT requires you to provide.
Yes, yes. When we get to that point, yes. For the entrance plan, we would have to provide that access if we have to do that.
And are you anticipating any school kids?
We do not anticipate a lot of kids. And typically, I live in Gosling Creek, which is located to the west. And the school bus picks the children up right on Robinsonville Road at the end of my neighborhood. So it would be the similar plan with this neighborhood. Or if there were any kids, they would be picked up at the end of the road.
And just now, having had a chance to scan as you were speaking, you talked about a revised covenants and restrictions. Has that been submitted, or is that still forthcoming?
The revised covenants and restrictions would be worked on as we get further into design and engineering and look at whatever the market study would be to provide the type of units of houses as far as large-scale size houses, swimming pool restrictions, boat restrictions. That's why right now we have the covenants and restrictions as we think they are appropriate, but we will probably have a final set of covenants and restrictions upon recordation.
Subject to the approval of the county attorney.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And as I look at the, it looks like your open space is confined to the 30-foot buffer and the little area in the middle of your circle.
Yes, sir, because the geometry of the site and the requirement to have a traffic calming circle within the middle of the neighborhood, and the fact that when you did the frontages for the number of lots that created the open space that we have for just stormwater, and the requirement to have some pretreatment before it gets infiltrated, that didn't leave much area available for open space. And this being a 3/4-acre lot subdivision with a 30-foot buffer on all three sides, that felt that required the intent of the open space requirement.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, at this point, I don't have any further questions. Perhaps I will have to have a chance to review the bullet points.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton.
Just a couple. The approved septic feasibility is enclosed. Is it delivered?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes.
But you have it. The Penny Packer Lane, is that there now?
It's shown as an easement. So it is just a paper easement.
Is that driveway there?
There is a driveway there, but it's overgrown, and there's an overgrown hedgerow that's along there.
And that would be accessed, I would guess, to the lands of Far East Capital, Inc. Is that the reason that it's even there?
Correct. It is shown there. There's like a access road that is shown coming off of Cedar Grove Road. And that was also demonstrated to DelDOT as part of our letter of no objection plan. And we are not planning on doing anything off the property. That's why we're providing a 30-foot forested buffer along that road. We will not intrude on it at all.
Okay. What type of housings are you expecting in this?
If you look at it with the value of the land and the character of Adelaide Estates, something very similar to that, possibly since there's more land available for each lot, it could possibly be a larger house. But with the economy going on right now it's we're planning on getting the road in, getting the stormwater in, and I'll leave it up to my clients as far as what kind of houses they want to go in. Not to be evasive, but that is still something that's being formulated as we look at market conditions.
What do you anticipate the stormwater area to be, a wet pond?
The idea is that we plan on using that available stormwater area that's shown on either side as more of a like a pretreatment, like a grass area for uptake of any nutrients or contaminants. And then it would fill up, and we are proposing to put a closed system within the buffer. And that is something I met with planning and zoning officials prior to us even proposing.
Buffer on both sides of the...
Yes, like a perforated pipe type system. That would be underground. It wouldn't be seen. It would be unobtrusive. And with these stormwater areas on either side of the circle, you would have pretreatment for when in there. And we might also have some stormwater located within the open space in the interior of the circle. Because the soils are so sandy, they're excellent. It's an ideal opportunity for recharge.
So in that concept, you would then run the pipe down and then plant over top of it.
Absolutely. Okay. And you wouldn't know it's there. And there's plenty of depth to groundwater.
No further questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I suppose at this time, just one question. The roundabout, does that allow a adequate turning radius for fire and EMS-type equipment?
There are no curbs proposed, so it would be completely mountable if it had to cut the corner. We're not proposing any curbs or anything that would keep it from being able to head on through. It will be designed per the public work requirements, and we also have to submit to the fire marshal, and if the fire marshal has concern with it, we will have to address it as well to get approval from the fire marshal.
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Lank.
Just curiosity or a question, when will the forested buffers be installed?
I believe the planning and zoning ordinance says that they have to be put in right at the beginning of construction as one of the first things that has to be done. So to stay with the ordinance, that would be something that we would put in our construction sequence when we come up with our construction plans.
So basically it would be during first phase?
Yes, sir. The one thing is that I have to work out, now that you brought it up, it's a good point that I got to think about that as far as it relates to the installation of the storm, the infiltration system.
Well, the reason I asked that is that you could take, if you do it in the first phase, when you put your silt fence up, then it's lack of disturbance of the forested buffer, and the forested buffer would get a chance to grow while you're doing all your other construction stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Place your silt fence on the interior side of the buffer so that there's the other, the 30 foot all the way around would be left undisturbed.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott.
A question, sir.
Council?
Just not so much questions, but statements. We do have the restrictive covenants. Mr. Abbott asked this question. No mobile homes are permitted. No double wides or mobile homes would be permitted under the proposed restrictive covenants. However, the amended or supplemental restrictions need to address the maintenance of the buffers and the maintenance of the erosion, sedimentation control facilities, stormwater management, that type of thing, because they're silent as to that.
Understood.
That's all I have. Thanks,
Mr. All right, sir. Thank you. Right, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2007-33 H&H Investments, care of Thomas Ed? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2007-33? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.